Institution for Kimberly-Jenkins, KIMBERLY-JENKINS. Date of service is 2/16/2026. Date of automobile accident is 10/23/2025, and date of birth 6/1/1972. Ms. Kimberly-Jenkins is again here for a follow-up visit. She was last seen on 2/3/2026. She's suffering from severe pain, headaches, TBI symptoms as a result of an accident where she was rear-ended at a moderately high speed, 50 miles an hour, while she was sitting at the red light. The impact caused her various issues. She has a persistent pain in the back muscles, especially the neck and the upper back and the lower back. All are reported to be 10, with radiation to both arms, both legs, continuously, and the patient has been suffering from this. ADLs are affected. She's unable to keep up the job and has been let go many times. The pain are shooting in the front and back of the legs, but there's no radiation of pain to the upper or lower forearms, but the fingers are all numb. In addition, patient has a difficult time moving the neck in either direction due to severe torticollis. She's getting a lot of massage. She has been advised to stretch the spine and improve physical therapy. Her MRIs are found positive for herniated disc at L3-4, L4-5, and L5-S1, with the various nerve roots being affected. The patient is being advised for epidural injection that will be done soon. In the cervical spine, patient has a bulging disc at C5-6 and a herniated disc at C6-7, for which cervical epidural injections have been advised. Other than that, the physical examination reveals, the pain is 10, ADLs are 10. 30% relief is reported by the patient. Please review the records for the ADL or system review, additional issues, substance abuse, and a compliance plan. In the physical examination, the blood pressure is 144/97, pulse 107, pulse ox is 100%. The rest of the exam will essentially remain the same from previous visits of 2/6 and 2/3, dictation number 0225-018. The plan will be to, we discuss the patient in great detail for epidural injections, for lumbar epidural, which will be scheduled first, times 4, 2/6, and also cervical epidural 2 or 3 have been discussed, and they'll be provided. Today, patient is requesting for an injection to the neck, for the trigger points that have been bothering her again. She's unable to sleep, ADLs are affected, and she cannot continue working as her neck cannot move. There is a severe torticollis for some reason, not explained. Even, she's now complaining of severe pain in the left shoulder as well, which is a hard time moving, beyond 120 degrees of abduction. She's requesting an MRI for this to make sure. All the Hawken Kennedy tests, speed test, near test are negative. Anterior posterior apprehension test is negative for the left shoulder. Physical examination reveals blood pressure 144/97, pulse 107, pulse ox is 100%. The rest is the same as previous visits of 2/6/2026, dictation number 0225-018. Plan is to provide the medication, which is Tylenol codeine number 4, 1 tablet, 2 times a day, 30 tablets. Xanax is provided for anxiety and panic that patient is suffering, 0.5 milligram PRN. Labs were reviewed. The labs were reviewed from the previous visits, and an MRI for left shoulder is ordered. Procedure that is being done is trigger point injection, time 4, to the upper trapezius area, involving cervical side as well as both the junction of the cervical or neck to the shoulder area of trapezius, the middle fibers. A total of 4 trigger points are identified, and they are being injected after obtaining the consent. Procedure is as follows: patient was exposed, and the area was cleaned with alcohol and betadine. 3 cc's of injection to each trigger point was provided, containing Marcan with dexamethasone, and entire needle was withdrawn, and Band-Aid was applied. No excessive blood loss was observed. Patient walked out safely. He'll be seen again in next week for an injection to the epidural injection. Thank you.